A new study from the University of South Florida shows between 2003 and 2017, roughly 1 in 3 overdose deaths caused by opioids in Florida were not reported by the federal government. Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini talked with the study's author, Troy Quast. He's an associate professor of health economics at USF. Quast compared data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention with data from the Florida Medical Examiner's Commission. While state and federal data about the total number of overdoses was consistent, the CDC underreported the specific drugs that caused those deaths. Quast explains the disparity has to do with death certificates.
And the CDC is basing their data on death certificates that are being sent to them. Okay, death certificates are completed by local authorities, medical examiners, coroners, whomever. And those death certificates have a spot to annotate the cause of death. And there's additional information they can provide where they can list the specific drugs that caused the death. So often for drug overdose deaths, the death certificate will say a drug overdose, but may not always indicate what the specific drug that caused the overdose. And this is a function of many issues. It could be strained resources, you know, toxicology tests take a long time. Coroner's offices are backlogged largely because of the drug epidemic. And so a lot of those death certificates are not completed with the most complete information. Whereas in contrast, for the Florida Medical Examiner's Commission, there's this requirement that every medical examiner must complete a form that lists which drugs either caused the death or were present at the time of death. And the Florida data are not complete until they've received all those reports from the medical examiners. And so again, the CDC data are just hamstrung by the fact that they're relying on these death certificates that are not necessarily going to be completely filled out at the time that they receive them.
What were the drugs where you saw the most significant difference between state data and federal?
I think cocaine was the one that jumped out at me. And so in terms of cocaine, you know, roughly a quarter of the cocaine deaths that were reported in the Florida data were not being reported in the CDC data. Heroin was especially interesting, whereas the state and federal data were pretty close throughout 2013 or so. From that point forward, the state data reported much larger numbers of deaths than the CDC data. So with the emergence of the opioid epidemic and the problems that's caused throughout the state and throughout the country, I think having better data on heroin can be especially helpful.
So why is this concerning, the difference between the state and federal data? Does one data set get used more when, you know, people are trying to secure resources to combat the opioid epidemic or other drug problems?
Yeah, I think you've nailed it on the head in terms of the importance of the issue. So the federal data are by far what's used by policymakers, folks doing research. The CDC data is pretty much the standard that everyone uses. Again, the CDC data perhaps being undercounted, as you noted, could indicate that some resources are not being directed as maybe we'd want. You know, there might be some drugs for which the epidemic is emerging. There might be trends in the data that are not being observed because we don't have this complete data set.
So the CDC is aware of this difference. Are they doing anything to improve how it collects data?
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, CDC is devoting a lot of, you know, important resources to this. One of the main areas is through their opioid surveillance project. It's a new program that they've established, I think, a few years ago. And a lot of the money that they're using in this program is to improve the reporting of overdose deaths across the country, to, you know, increase funding for medical examiners and coroners to help alleviate the backlog they're experiencing. Another is to try to, I think, identify best practices across states.
Does Florida have an issue with backlogs with coroners and toxicologists? I know they have this good policy in place that requires the information, but is there more that can be done in the state to improve the speed of how that's collected?
Sure. I think that the medical examiners are in dire need of increased funding. They are facing these backlogs and with no end in sight. And so even in Florida with this strong policy in place, you know, our death certificates are not complete and those drugs are not being specified all the time. And so I think it indicates that there is a need for increased funding and increased assistance to medical examiners to try to address this backlog.
That was USF Professor Troy Quast speaking with Health News Florida reporter Stephanie Colombini. And you can find other health news, all the latest, online at wusfnews.org.